Bob, what is the beauty of empathy?
Well, empathy itself can be defined as the identification with or vicarious understanding of the thoughts or feelings of another person, which sounds like a fancy way of saying putting yourself in the other person's shoes, which it would be, except for the fact that most people have different sized feet, which goes back to belief systems again. You know, we all have different belief systems. And so we might think we understand how this person feels, but usually when someone's like, you know, I understand how you feel, you don't necessarily understand how they feel. You're not that person. You don't see the world through the same filters, through the same belief system. So I'm not sure. Now, sometimes we are close enough to the situation, to the person, have had such similar experiences that we can understand how they feel. And when that's the case, by all means, communicate it, because that person will feel understood and that person will be understood and they're going to feel better about themselves and about you. But I don't think empathy necessarily means that we have to understand exactly how they feel. Sometimes we have no idea how they feel, but we can understand and communicate to them that we realize that they're feeling something, and that that something is distressing to them, and that we're there to help them in whatever appropriate way we can, whether it's just listening or whether it's being part of the problem solving aspect, whatever it is they need us to be there for. It's interesting, on Facebook, on my Facebook page, I asked a question, because we have some great discussions on my Facebook page. And I asked, well, so what happens if you just really so cannot identify that you just can't feel anything for that situation? And I received a response from Pastor Tom Sims of Clovis, California, a very, very wise, a very brilliant man. And he wrote back, there's always something inside of us, some memory of past pain or struggle that unites us in a common humanity and enables us to relate in compassion. And I thought, wow, that's the beauty of empathy. Because even if you really don't get what that person's feeling, you know that you've had a bad feeling before, that you felt lousy, that you can communicate that. And in that way, you can put yourself in that other person's shoes. And what a difference it makes to that person.